بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The title is زواری محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد کی نظری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, محمد کی نظری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم. پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے, نہ بھول نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم. پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے, نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم. اے اختر میرے قلب جا میں وہاں, اے اختر میرے قلب جا ہے وہاں. مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم, زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى, اما بعد, this beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazi Billah Rumi Waq Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Masqadahu. Hazrat is explaining to us the great honor of being in the company of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is living in Madinatul Munawwara, getting the opportunity of visiting Madinatul Munawwara, and this has to be part of a person's iman to see how much connection I have got with my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without Muhammadur Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah can never enter our hearts. We won't have the reality and we won't able to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our actual object and our actual purpose of life, to find Allah. And how to find Allah? Allah has sent the greatest personality, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat is explaining that a person who wants the love of Allah should be yearning to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will only come from the bottom upwards when we start yearning to get the love of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh. Then only we will learn to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so tremendous that Hazrat explained that Hazrat has written this beautiful poem on the request of Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Buland Shehri Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was living in Madinatul Munawwara. And Hazrat wrote it in his honor that they were so fortunate to be living in Madinatul Munawwara. So Hazrat says, entitled it Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we living in the neighborhood, we living in the precincts of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the value of anything is connected to the personality. So can we imagine the value of Madinatul Munawwara have become so blessed because of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person who is living anywhere close to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't explain the honor of such a person. But on condition he has got connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shouldn't be that we living in the precincts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are totally unmindful. We are not even conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forget the sunnah, reciting durood. We not punctual at our salah, etc. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Such people are very far away from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat explained towards the end of this beautiful bayan, that those people who may be far away, but their hearts are connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are actually living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat explains here, Zameen par Madina ki rehte hum, Falak par magar naaz karte hum. And this is so important that we find people, mashallah, going for Umrah and going for Hajj, etc. But still they haven't understood where they are going and who they are going to meet. And that is why the importance of these majalis of the Ahlullah to teach us where we are going. We have to have the proper mindset, the proper focus, and then we have to be worried and concerned. Am I going to show due respect, etc.? Then that person will be such that even for a minute in Madinatul Munawwara, you can spend all the money of the world. That is the greatest ni'mat Allah Ta'ala can bless us with. So Hazrat says, on the earth it seems like we living in a city of Madinatul Munawwara, which is the greatest city of the world, obviously because of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and presently even greater than Jannat, because Jannat sar'ab ko pe, it is the great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, but presently Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presently in Rauza'i, at the Rauza'i Park, which is regarded as Jannat. So how fortunate are those people that are living in the precincts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every day they can be going to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is such an honor that Hazrat says, outwardly it seems like we're living on the earth, but the reality is, the great value of this is, فَلَكْبَرْ مَغَرْ نَاسْ كَرْتَيْهَمْ. That so to say, out of appreciation and shukr, we so to say boast to the people in the heavens. And who are in the heavens? The malaika. The malaika also envy these people. How fortunate are they that they are allowed to come to the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's extremely important that a person goes to Madinatul Munawwara and Allah blesses you to love there. Then how very, very careful you have to be that in whose precincts am I loving? All the time a person should be engaged in durood, should be concerned and worried of practicing upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be very worried not to have disrespect in any way whatsoever. So Hazrat explains that this is such an honor that outwardly this doesn't mean boasting out of pride, making shukr to Allah. that, "Oh Allah, you have honored me, that now the malaika are, so to say, envying me. So can you ever understand what is the value of this?" Hazrat says, "Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rehte hai ham." Hazrat is saying, out of grace, shukr to Allah Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala explains, when Allah blesses you with great ni'mat, out of shukr, make mention of it. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Talk about the special favors of Allah Ta'ala out of shukr, and Allah will increase you in this bounty. More love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come in your heart. More respect and appreciation of being present there. So Hazrat says, don't ask, what is this honor of ours? What honor Allah has given us that we don't deserve it in the least, but such an honor that we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just to understand, living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the value becomes tremendous. The whole world cannot pay for a place near Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah blesses such people. How fortunate are they? So also we have to think that we have to be, we desire, we want to go and visit our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if our mindset, our focus is not correct, and we write in Medina to Munawwara, and we worried about the news, and we worried about everything else, that means we are showing disrespect. And that is such a disrespect that is causing more harm to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what all the enemies will talk what they want to, that is of no avail. But what causes more harm, that the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and right close to me, and is unmindful of me, and worse, taking our selfies, etc., right in Medina to Munawwara. So these were great personalities. On Aashiq Ilahi Rahmatullah, they are great personality also, buried even in Jannatul Baqi. So Hazrat explains, don't ask what is their position. And all this, it's not our achievement, it's not who we are. Karam hai ye malika, eh dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hum. That they realize it is only and solely the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala reminds us all the time, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That, oh insan, never ever have the deception, and don't become unmindful of your Rabb, your Creator, who is so kind, who blesses you with what you don't deserve in the least. But, and to be in this majlis also, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. To be talking and listening about our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are real great ni'mat which we can't understand and imagine. So Hazrat says, it is only the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is our Malik, our owner, oh my friend, that we are living in the city of Medina to Munawwara. What price we can pay, the whole world can't pay for that price. But we have to realize, it's not just that you are staying there, and what is the value of staying there, and how will your value increase? Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hai. In reality, if you look at me, I'm made of filth and dirt. One droplet of dirty, filthy fluid. My body is full of two bags of filth and dirt, and worse, all other spiritual diseases. But because of the nisbat, connection of Madina to Munawwara. And real connection is, how much I go to the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much I go and get my heart purified, and get my heart connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and beg Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make dua for my islah, for my maghfirat by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says, that is actually my value. Otherwise, in reality, we got no value whatsoever. And a person is allowed to come to in the company of the value of the Ahlullah, this is only Allah's kindness. And this is when we appreciate these majalis, and we come here and we get connected to Allah Ta'ala, we get connected to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this is our real value. So it shows the value of the world, what car you driving in, which other suburb of the world you can be living in, it can't match one iota to the value of living in Medina to Munawwara, and really to be connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these great mashayikh had so much love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and so much respect, that they were so careful, not even coming so close to the Rozai Park and sending salam upon our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we learn from our Hazrat the real, how to honor and respect our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and gain this great love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat explains that a person then realizes, And this will only realize through the company of the Ahlullah. Otherwise, many of us, we feel, hey, I went last year, I went again this year, or I went 3 times in this year. You can have went how many times, but look at how much your connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Were you engaged in durood on your way? On your way back, are you conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Our mashayikh explained, what are the real gifts of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the real gifts of Medina Sharif? It's not that you bought some itar there, some topis you gave somebody. The real gifts are the akhlaq of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did we come back with that? Did we come back with realization of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the value of one sunnah, especially in this time of age, or in age, which is the time of fasad? We don't know the value of our deen, 100 shaheed sawab. So Allah make us all understand. The Hazrat explains, Ye na laiko par hai Rabbe ka karam, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki nagri mein rehte ham. This is nothing that we can boast about. It is only we are worthless. We got no, and who is saying this? Great personalities. So where do we ever, we not fit at all. We worse than our lives, not even worthy at all. But it is only Allah's kindness, Allah's karam. When a person really desires, Allah Ta'ala is such that, so beautifully it is said, غَالِبِي وَرْجَادِبَاءِ مُشْتَرِي. Oh Allah, you are that brother that will buy the worst thing. And as our Shaykh explained, our Dada Shaykh has taught us, Allah has made a deal with us. Allah bought our dirty nafs. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah gave jannah in return. So we should appreciate and realize that Allah has given us this honor to be believers, to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should realize it is only the favor of Allah, and how we can be also be living in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, depending how much durood we are reading, and what release, and what consciousness that I'm right close to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then it will be as if you are in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then really what you will desire, with all this, you can be reading durood, you can try to follow the sunnah, but yet we should realize, without the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we can stand nowhere in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So what Hazrat is teaching us, that the more closer you get to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more you must be begging and desiring and making dua, Shafaati Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb. Dua raat din ye bhi karte hum. That Allah, you allowed us to be in the precincts of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to be remembering our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But oh Allah, most important, don't deprive us of the intercession of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the more a person recites durood, then he's got hope. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so simple, read 10 times durood upon me in the morning, 10 times in the evening, and my intercession will become necessary upon you. Let us see how we're doing this, and more we should increase. Madinah mein har hal hon hazir, har saal ho raziri, khuda se ye faryad karte hain. And Hazrat explains, people like us who are not loving there actually, we should be begging, oh Allah, let me be present at Madinah to Murawwara every year. And Allah remove all the fitnas and all the behayai and shameless things that are happening there. The sign that we want to be in Madinah Sharif, we should be making dua that Allah remove all these fitnas. Allah purify the Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, and all the cities of the world. And this is what we should be begging from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, it's easy for a person to be present there, but it's sad if we present and we not present there. Our body, like myself, we present in the masjid, but is my heart present in namaz? Am I realizing I'm in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then Hazrat explained that what is the sign or another sign of loving Madinah Sharif? Pase pas e saakinane Madine mujhe na bulo guzari se karte hain. That oh, those people that are living in the precincts of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you all are in the neighborhood, you all are part of the neighbors of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you all are there every day. Please, I beg you, don't forget me. When you go and pass your salams, please pass my salams also. And anytime we hear anybody say we're going to Madinah Sharif, a sign of the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you tell him, please pass my salams. Don't forget to pass my salams. Otherwise, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, people used to write to him and never said this. He says, you don't have love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. And finally, Allah mentions, Ey Akhtar, Mere Kalb Wa Jahi Waha, Madinah Se Go Dur Rehte Hum. Hazrat explains the real reality is how Akhtar addressing himself, great personality with a great love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and love of Allah. He says, "Oh Allah, in my heart and my soul, my is left in Medina Sharif. Although my body is thousands of miles away, but I'm in the, so to say, in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." So Allah give us this real understanding that we gain, this true understanding and love from our beloved Shaykh, to learn how to get connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and get the connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd, we're doing the chapter of Sabr and Shukr. A few other narrations, as the Dami Rahmatullahi mentioned, regarding Sabr. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will give Jannat in exchange for the two eyes on which patience was exercised. This hadith refers to a man losing his sight. Blindness is indeed a great hardship. Sabr in this difficulty will be rewarded with Jannat. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is nothing but Jannah for the one who is patient and hopes for reward when I take away someone beloved to him. Sabr is of great merit, especially on occasions of death of near and dear ones. One hadith of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels to erect a special mansion in Jannat for the one who exercises patience and prays Allah ta'ala when an infant had passed away. The name given to such a special palace in Jannat is called Baytul Hamd. That Abu Darda radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala loves three persons to whom he directs a special gaze of mercy. Among the three, one is a man who is prepared to sacrifice his life in the path of Allah ta'ala, whether he actually loses his life or Allah grants him victory. In regard to such a person, Allah ta'ala says, look at the servant of mine, how he has dedicated his life to my cause. Sufficient narrations have been cited to indicate the significance and importance of sabr. Shukr will now be explained. Shukr is an ibadat, an act of worship. A characteristic of shukr is that it simplifies the ibadat of sabr. A man who has adopted shukr will take calamity and hardship in his stride, since he realizes the tremendous bounties of Allah Ta'ala on him. Hence he will be grateful, and he will understand that the hardships have been imposed on him by his benefactor, Allah Ta'ala, in his own interest. His mind is thus conditioned to accept all hardships with resignation and without complaint. For the sake of gaining sawab, he will bear the hardships without being overwhelmed by frustration. On the contrary, he will derive pleasure from the realization that the hardship has been imposed on him by his benefactor, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A man of shukr reflects on the bounties bestowed upon him by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Such reflection strengthens the bond of love between man and his benefactor. He cannot therefore become despondent and break down in the face of difficulties which he realizes are trials from the side of his creator and benefactor, who has always showered him with his numerous blessings and bounties. Thus, sabr, based on the attitude of shukr, becomes a simple matter for the one overcome by calamities and hardships. Some narrations regarding shukr will now be cited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me and I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful. In another ayat, Allah ta'ala says, if you are grateful for my bounties, I will increase these for you. If you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has attained four things has attained the goodness of this world and the year after. These are a heart which makes shukr, a tongue which makes zikr, a body which adopts sabr when overtaken by trials and tribulations, and a wife who is chaste and does not abuse the wealth of her husband. It is a fact of life that the life of man is always confronted by some condition or the other. He may be involved in pleasing or displeasing circumstances. When enjoying pleasing conditions, man has to be grateful. He has to show shukr. When apprehended by displeasing conditions, he has to adopt sabr. Thus, shukr and sabr are attributes which are to be applied at all times. Remember this well, and you will live a peace, a life of peace and comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.